O solitude! O solitude, if I must with thee dwell, let it not be among the jumbled heap of murky buildings. Climb with me the steep, nature's observatory, whence the dell, its flowery slopes, its river's crystal swell may seem a span. Let me thy vigils keep, mongst boughs pavilioned, where the deer's swift leap startles the wild bee from the foxglove bell. But though I'll gladly trace these scenes with thee, yet the sweet converse of an innocent mind, whose words are images of thoughts refined, is my soul's pleasure, and it sure must be almost the highest bliss of humankind, when to thy haunts two kindred spirits flee. On first looking into Chapman's Homer. Much have I travelled in the realms of gold, and many goodly states and kingdoms seen. Round many western islands have I been, which bards in fealty to Apollo hold. Oft of one wide expanse had I been told that deep-browed Homer ruled as his demean. Yet did I never breathe its pure serene, till I heard Chapman speak out loud and bold. Then felt I like some watcher of the skies, when a new planet swims into his ken, or like stout Cortes, when with eagle eyes he stared at the Pacific, and all his men looked at each other with a wild surmise, silent upon a peak in Darien. After dark vapours have oppressed our plains. After dark vapours have oppressed our plains for a long, dreary season, comes a day, born of the gentle south, and clears away from the sick heaven's all unseemly stains. The anxious month, relieved of its pains, takes as a long-lost rite the feel of May. The eyelids with the passing coolness play like rose leaves with the drip of summer rains. The calmest thoughts come round us, as of leaves budding, fruit ripening in stillness, autumn suns smiling at eve upon the quiet sheaves, sweet Sappho's cheek, a sleeping infant's breath, the gradual sand that through an hourglass runs, a woodland rivulet. A poet's death. On seeing the Elgin Marbles. My spirit is too weak. Mortality weighs heavily on me like unwilling sleep, and each imagined pinnacle and steep of godlike hardship tells me I must die. Like a sick eagle looking at the sky. Yet 'tis a gentle luxury to weep that I have not the cloudy winds to keep fresh for the opening of the morning's eye. Such dim-conceived glories of the brain bring round the heart an undescribable feud. So do these wonders a most dizzy pain that mingles Grecian grandeur with the rude wasting of old time, with a billowy mane, a sun, a shadow of a magnitude. Endymion, two extracts from Book One. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases, it will never pass into nothingness, but still will keep a bower quiet for us, and a sleep full of sweet dreams and health and quiet breathing. Therefore on every morrow are we wreathing a flowery band to bind us to the earth, spite of despondence, of the inhuman dearth of noble natures, of the gloomy days, of all the unhealthy and o'er-darkened ways made for our searching. Yes, in spite of all, some shape of beauty moves away the pall from our dark spirits. Such the sun, the moon, trees old and young sprouting a shady boon for simple sheep, and such are daffodils, with the green world they live in, and clear rills that for themselves a cooling covert make against the hot season.